Faith is we will receive our glory, as we will receive our allowance. So our allowance is very significant because we are the ones that are permitting ourselves that energy exchange, that opportunity for advancement. So we're not looking at circumstances. We're not looking at somebody else. We're not saying, please, please, please. We're opening our own canvas. We're opening our own drawers. We're opening our own destiny. So as we will receive these gifts of truth, they're asking us to claim it in the awareness that we already are that higher season, that higher circumstance, that higher allowance. So another way of saying it is we already reside on multiple dimensions of faith. So what we're doing is we're importing our wholesome stance, so who we already are, as we already exist in another united front. So as we will receive this offering, the offering is coming to us. We do so with liberal pleasure. In English, we understand that we're already there. We understand that we each already have the gift of prophecy, and the prophecy is relaxing into our true nature, into our true, they're saying confinement, and it's not like you're confined. It's more so that you already have a place. So just imagine you have a place on your destiny, so on your spiritual journey to your ascended self, and it's already marked. It's already like someone's keeping your seat warm. Like the seat is already there. The place for you to stand is already demonstrated, and what we're doing is allowing that full procession. So as we will receive our glory, as we will receive our divine inference, we do so where we discover there's no more lack. So the lack is when we look in the outer, we look at a relationship, we look at the government, whatever we're looking at, lack, lack, lack. So what we're doing is we're releasing that storyline. We're releasing that old path, and we're allowing, we're supplementing. So imagine you cook something and it's like, well, it's not quite enough for all the people I have. You supplement it, you pull something out and you kind of mix it up, and now you have more. So what we're doing is coming into our own response system and understanding what we're pulling or drawing or inferring or permitting is that which is our graduated stance. So in other words, that which we've already consented to, that which we're already unified with. So as we're opening up our channels of faith, as we're opening up our true destiny, now this is very significant. We each have a destiny. We're not here like, well, maybe this will work, maybe it won't. It's a destiny that's calling us, that's just the way that I was attracted to that picture. It's the light, it's the energy, it's our holy remembrance that is calling us into awakened status. So in each moment, we are giving our consent to our awakening. So our awakening, we're not waiting for, oh my gosh, I'm no longer in 3D. We're awakening each time we receive gifting, each time we step out of the old follow through. So the old way of doing things, the old dream. So whether we have patterns against self, judgments against others, I mean, it just kind of goes back and forth all day long. We're opening up to true visioning where we're no longer subjugated, where we're no longer subject to the old lifestyle. Now, the old lifestyle is our dream belief. It's our storyline. It's our storyline. This is who I am. This is what someone said I was. This is what I agreed to be. That's our storyline. I was hurt 20 years ago. I was hurt 14 years ago. That's our storyline. So as we open up to our awakened status, as we open up to our true nature, those energies, that entitlement, it overrides by proxy. In other words, it gives us opportunity to have that leverage, so we're no longer stuck in the old mindset, because we create out of our beliefs. So if we're still seeing ourselves as being prejudiced against. If we're still seeing ourselves as affected by that memory, well, then guess what? That's how we create. And so we create with buttresses. In other words, instead of going out and creating with liberal pleasure, creating with our master essence, the Shami fifth dimensional energy, it's like we create with that storyline, we create with that inhibited flow. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we open up to our true engagement, we allow full throttle, we allow full mercy. Now the mercy, we're not waiting for someone to have mercy over us. We're waiting to decide to take ourselves back, to plug into our riches, to like just imagine, it's like, what happened to that light? Why isn't it on? Oh, it came out of the socket. It wouldn't be like this big, big deal, but you wouldn't let it just sit there. You'd go over and you plug it in. So we're learning how to allow that true inclusion. We're learning how to allow and to supplement, they're saying, the negative. In other words, the negative being this separation consciousness where we continue to dream with the scars, where we continue to dream with the sorrows, because that's what just keeps going on and on and on. So that is the old version. That's the old station. So just imagine you can have a train, you can have a pony, you can have an airplane, you can have a paddleboard, but you have some kind of movement. We want to have this understanding and impression that we're on the move. You can be on horseback, some kind of move. Someone's tapping into some lifetime when you were on horseback. And they were saying, what about a horse? So we're on the move. We're on the move in creating with our light, in creating with our fellowship, in creating with our orchestration of, again, our destiny. And our destiny is to create with light. It's to create with our true understanding of self. It's to create with our holy vision. So as we will receive this united cause, in other words, so the energy is just woohoo. So the united cause is we're coming into victory of our own understanding. So this isn't about trying to change the world, people, places, and things. Coming into conviction of our own understanding. Because when we awaken to our holiness, to our wholeness, and we recognize ourselves complete. Well, I believed in poverty of circumstances. I believed in all of that old persuasion. When we release those beliefs and we permit new entitlement. Now, when I said new entitlement, it was like that daily message and that spiritual strength card. So new entitlement, I never even saw this in the card before, to be honest. But that spiritual master in the back, you know, the truth of that being, his hands were like up. And what I see is the strength. And I just never really got that until right this moment. That they're saying there's strength in numbers, but the numbers again are our own tribute to self. In other words, outnumbering our old pretense. So as we will receive this in earnest. Now in earnest means there's no delay. It's not like, well, think about it. Well, maybe if I have nothing else to do. In earnest says, it's here. They're showing me that old candy box, Good and Plenty. So again, it's available. And this is what we keep postponing. Well, let me finish, you know, A Course in Miracles 3 times and I'll really feel like I master it or whatever a little thing is. There's nothing wrong with working those lessons over and over. Consistency counts. But what we want to do is notice where we delay the inevitable. So they're reminding us that while we're walking into the light, while we're stepping into our new destiny, there's the old symphony of sorrow. Now, the old symphony of sorrow believes in the linear timeline. Well, this is going to take time. I need to study and prove myself worthy. So again, it's here for the taking. It's here for the asking as we will allow and receive. So the more that we can kind of prune and release that struggle, that timeline, that, well, I have to, you know, be a good steward of the light for 2.5 years and all that, the more that we can allow those old symphonies. So it's understanding that there's a new rhythm, a new vibration, a new accelerated presence. A new accelerated presence. They're showing me the material harvest card. A new accelerated presence in our midst. In our midst, in the here now. In the here now, not tomorrow, not next time there was a solar eclipse. In the here now. So what we're doing is readying ourselves. What we're doing is jumping on that bandwagon. Remember, you could have a horse, you can have a train, you can have whatever it is, but there was some kind of transportation, some kind of motion, some kind of vehicle. So we're allowing that transference of consciousness. We're allowing that new engagement. We're allowing ourselves to relax and to proceed. So now they're showing me believe and succeed, I think that card says. So again, the more that we can engage with that full allowance, the more that we can recognize that we are in charge. We are in charge. And so we'll notice it as these energies are going to be taking hold. It's like the old standbys are going to arrive. So that old story, and so if we could, they're saying was we can just sort of watch the mind, almost like meditative awareness, really, and just watch how we kind of get tangled up in yesteryear. And so what we're learning to do is to be complete with it. Just like you read a storybook to your kids, you close the book, we're complete with that story. We're complete with that story. So this is what we're signaling from our divine inheritance, to be complete with the story and allow full measure. Now, full measure is stepping into our united field. It's stepping into divine union, because everything that we've been committed to, it is past. It's history. It's like a story. And so as we allow ourselves full commitment, as we allow ourselves full energy exchange, these energies come and bring forth correction. They bring forth unity. They bring forth enhanced pleasuring. So it really has to come to, they're saying it kind of comes down to, are you done suffering? Are you done suffering? Are you done believing in suffering? Because the suffering is, it's just name that tune. There's always a reason. There continues to be a reason. So when we allow that gift of completion to take hold, we're lifted up. So we're shown new tomorrows, meaning that we're shown higher ways of occurrence. So in other words, how to release ourselves from the old standby, from the old negative, from the old limiting value. So it's like, why can't I reach my destiny? Why can't I take that next holy step? Well, provisions will occur. Provisions will occur. So we will be given choice. Our job is to proceed with grace. In other words, our job is to take the choice. Now that's where our free will comes in. That's where our free will comes in. Do I want to rehearse the drama of yesterday? Do I want to get tongue-tied? Or am I ready to proceed with divine union? Am I ready to proceed with divine union? So when I say divine union, I literally see, it's almost like a unity church service. It's like everybody is holding hands. Everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everyone on earth. Because remember, we're all one. So in the higher awareness and the higher levels, we are all united. In other words, it's already complete. It's already complete. So what is our destiny? What we're hoping for already is. So there's a reality. It's already finished. It's already set. What we're doing is tapping into that orchestration of faith and allowance. And I literally have the judgment card. So it's like judgment day, where we bring forth righteousness. So as we will step out in faith, so in other words, day by day, moment by moment, we have choice. We have the old story, we have accelerated presence. Old story, accelerated presence. Now they asked me to say that twice for emphasis, so that we can understand our glory, showing me the hope card, so that we can understand all that is due us, all that's available to us in the present moment. So as we will align with faith, as we will align with true understanding. So the understanding, again, is standing under the God principle, the Christ consciousness, standing under the energy of light, where we no longer experience that polarized destiny. We step out of duality. We step out of duality. So we step out of the story. I'm right, they're wrong. They're wrong, however we phrase it. So we're dropping that storyline and moving into our new accommodations. So as we will receive this light, they're asking us to kind of, they're saying tone, but it's like an offering for one and all. Like when I'm saying this, I literally have imaging of just scenes from my childhood. I mean, I couldn't have been more than like two or three or something. And it's like in my face as if I'm actually there. So these energies are bringing forth healings. They're bringing forth correction. They're bringing forth new tomorrows, because we create out of our strongholds. We create out of our lowest vibration or occurrence. So as we allow these energies to shift and change, we offer ourselves new placement. So in other words, all this is available as we will, they're saying sing along, so come into agreement. So the singing along is that vibrational consensus, because again, this is all energy. So sing along is aligning, agreeing, allowing. Aligning, agreeing, allowing. Supposing it already is. Supposing it all already is. Now what this does is it makes that new broadcast more available, because we're agreeing with it, we're calling it in, we're recommending it to self. So we're allowing these energies to touch all of life. That means current circumstances, past circumstances, other incarnations, future stance. Now the reason it's touching future stance is because we have like probable realities based on our old emphasis. I just got someone's guides like, yeah, pay attention. So as we allow these energies to touch our future stance, we allow, they're saying, for constant change. So in other words, upgraded union, because we're stepping out into the light today, what we then bring forth shifts. We shift timelines. We no longer need old, outdated circumstances, because we've already activated divine worth and pleasure. Now, this is what they want us to leave with: divine worth. Divine worth. Not because we've earned it, not because we're good students of the light, even. Divine worth because we're an extension of the divine. We're an extension of the divine. So when we're saying this, we're receiving this on multiple levels. And they're asking us to allow that gifting through and through. Allow that gifting through and through. So there are those that have opportunities that it's there, it's not going anywhere, but the reason it hasn't manifested is because you haven't been able to see yourself in agreement, in concert, close enough to that vibrational resonance for you to say yes. So the offering's there, it's not going anywhere, but to bring it into manifestation, the way we own it by consciousness is pulling it in by agreement. So we're agreeing to our divine essence. We're agreeing to our highest establishment. Now, this is who we are in truth. It has nothing to do with our storyline, has nothing to do with anything that occurred in the linear. It has to do with our weight and value. our weight and value in being stewards of the light and being extension of the divine, our weight and value. So allow that divine presence to touch all of life. So all of life is physical healing, financial, whatever it is that seems to have gone belly up or can use a little tuning. All of life. Anyone interested in writing a happy tune? I've got Paul McCartney here for some reason. I'm not sure why. He has arrived. So this is the whole point. There's no separation. So when we're readied, when we say yes, everything's available. Everything's available. So let us receive in earnest. Let us receive in true allowance. Let us receive in wholeness. Let us pray. So it is.